quantitative work in psychology is hugely importantly impacted by knowing about the actual psychological issues that are attempting to be solved, and recognizing that there are roadblocks to solving those that require some technical solutions. And so I've emphasized working on those technical solutions, but my motivation often has come from things I have found in my applied work in clinical, social, personality, drug abuse kind of research. So that all the classical statistical methods, including the classical multivariate methods, which had been in use in psychology, like factor analysis, had kind of an implicit assumption that variables are normally distributed. And then you get to drug abuse data and you say, wait a minute, we're looking at something like hard drug use, and we have a funny distribution here. Most people don't use at all. Then there's some that use some of the time, and then there's a few that use all the time. That certainly isn't a normal distribution. It's a highly skewed distribution. How does that affect the kind of statistical conclusions about any studies we make with variables that are measured like this? And it turns out, okay, if you just want to look at means, it's not going to make that much of a difference. But if you look at correlations and variances, which is the basis of methods like factor analysis, it's going to make a lot of difference. And so we need to be sure we have methods that are not sensitive to misspecification of those distributions. And so I spent a lot of my time worrying about that problem. And then often enough, I didn't have the exact solution to the problem. Often enough, I had very smart colleagues and very smart students and very wonderful people to work with to try to figure out the solution to a problem to which I would contribute a part and they would contribute a part. So the methods that I was starting to think about were required computers. They weren't things that you could do by hand. There are too many variables, too many parameters, too many things to estimate. Was how to make it usable for people in psychology. You don't only want a program that a computer programmer can run, because the specifications are so complicated that to set it up you need a technician to be able to actually set it up. So my feeling was that in order for these kind of multivariate methods to be useful to psychologists, we needed to find a way to talk about it in a way that most ordinary psychologists who've had some basic stats could understand. And I think what everybody could understand was a regression equation, how to predict something from a bunch of predictors. So there's a dependent variable, and then there's a bunch of predictor variables. And it turned out that thinking about these complicated models, these multiple equation models, these structural equation models, as a series of regression equations, first of all, provided a new way of thinking about them from a mathematical and statistical point of view, and that led to some of my work mathematically, how to think about these models, specifically something nowadays called the Bentler-Weeks model, as an alternative to the main existing model at that time. And my view was that those models were too complicated, had too many equations, too many parameter matrices, too difficult for ordinary people to understand, whereas a series of equations would be easy to understand. And so, for teaching purposes, really, I developed the EQS programs, called EQS for shorthand for equations, as a way to make it easy for people to specify complicated models that are represented in path diagrams, where one or a set of variables can influence some other variable, and that other variable in turn may influence a bunch of other variables, and so on, that those could all be specified as a series of regression-like equations and could be run then by writing out those equations and submitting them and getting the output back in the form of equations, where equations have beta weights, so they have estimates, and they have standard errors, and they have z-statistics as to whether they're significant or not. So the input and the output would be much more familiar to ordinary psychologists who are not interested in specializing in technical statistical things. And that was the motivation for teaching and for making this kind of methodology more easily available to people.